who it was alleged. I've heard people confirm that it was true, but I mean, still, we haven't even heard any reaction from him. He's been in the social media now for close to about 4 or 5 days. And there's been no reaction from the Central Bank Governor's office to say, no, that is not what happened. It was said that he had a lavish party in Jamaica, and it was attended by a lot of bank MDs, some of them in their private jets. And you ask yourself, the likes of Clement Isong and Ola Vincent, way back in the day, Ahmed, CBN governors who were seen but never heard. We've turned everything in this country into show business. Into show business. Everybody wants to show that I crossed the Rubicon, I've made it.
Keeping up with.
Yes, and that is creating problems for our younger people. Let me take your feelings on the Inkiru, because even the way anybody, you could watch us on YouTube and see what Inkiru looks like. She looks like she's going to bust into. She's somewhere in between wanting to cry and also giving an expression when some ungodly air comes into an environment with no windows. So let you take for now. Remember that we don't have a reaction yet from the CBN governor.
Yes.
Maybe it wasn't as much as that, but it was reported that some MDs of banks, you know, went in there. What would a bank MD, for example, how would he be able to, under very strong scrutiny, establish where you got the money to buy a private jet from? I mean, hey. Let me also tell you that this is at the background. Today, the dollar is now 5.15. So the people like him in authority will tell Nigerians to bear with them.
But they are not bearing.
But they are not bearing. They are living an ostentatious life. And so let me hear you. Yeah.
Organizations that are supposed to be helping us or supporting us or seeing how they can, when they see that the people who are in charge of trying to do this are wasting the money, why will they get support for them? Because anything they bring in, it's going to be taken by them. I mean, you know, look at Bank of England, Bank of Canada and the rest. They all fly commercial.
Yes, of course.
Offer, and these people, their economy and their bank accounts and their statements are very good. So if whatever they said, if it happened, that is really, really, it's sad. One of those things, just like the one of Olympic, that you expect some of these people to resign in principle.
Well, you don't expect him to resign in principle, that's if it is true, because he did it. I can understand the issue but he did it and he probably didn't see anything wrong in it. But there should be a code of conduct for public officers, especially those who hold sensitive positions, because you are symbols.
No, there is a code of conduct. Actually, the Nigerian Civil Service Rule says you can't even have a second job. You can't do anything. The only thing you're allowed as a civil servant is farming.
Yes.
So this private, even doctors working in hospitals that are running private, they have fallen foul of the agreement with the sign. But who keeps to the rule of conduct? Who keeps to that? Yeah.
Let me hear you. You wanted to say something.
Yeah. So for me, it's even if it's true, the fact that you can't discern what feels right and what doesn't feel right. That's the fundamental issue for me. You know, everybody is gifted with the knowledge of when I'm doing something wrong, this is wrong. When I'm doing something right, this is right. Mm. But when you can't even see it, when the lines cross, then that's where the problem is for me. How do we help? You know, the masses to get to the point where I tell myself that no, I can't do this, it's not right. When our leaders are purported to be doing the opposite.
Yeah, in your anger, you're knocking the table. That was the side there. Okay. What also bothers me is the thinking of a lot of our elite, where everybody seems to have this oppressive nature. An oppressive attitude. Mm-hmm. I must show them. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, we're passing it on to younger people. Mm-hmm. One of the things I do when I'm bored, NEPA's taking light in the day, don't want to put on your gents, so on and so forth, is to go to shopping areas. And I've seen a lot of young guys come to shops. You can see from their behavior that something don't happen. This one don't hit. Buying 85-inch TVs and buying everything in sight in the shop, you know, and I look and I say to them, wanting, and then they get to the shop, they want everybody to know.
To notice that,
you know. And yes. So what bothers me is, in matured people, where you don't seem to have a sense of measurement, okay, you don't. I remember very well when I turned 65. Was it last year I turned 65 or year before?
It was last year. It was last year. I was supposed to do party.
Long before this COVID became something, I cancelled the event.
Yes.
You remember?
Yes, you cancelled it.
Because I said to myself.
And you had even sent out the invites.
Yes. I sent out the invites. I'd gotten donations. Yes. People had given me money. But when I...
Wait.
Hey, Keke, leave that part.
They gave you money.
Just let it go. I returned it.
I returned it. It's on record.
But they gave you money.
They donated money to me.
To do your birthday.
It wasn't a party. It was a concert.
It was a concert.
It was a concert organized by Freedom Park in my honor.
Yes.
And so we got donations and I returned them all. You want me to name them?
Yeah, good man. No, you're good man. Really
no, I returned them. Yeah. In fact, one of the donors said, "Oh, it's all right, Mr. This you can keep the money." I said, "No."
It was towards something. So
I said, "No."
I
said, "For example, if your auditors come in future, you've donated money to a concert, and the concert never took place. So what did you give him the money for?"
Yeah.
I wasn't the one organizing. In principle, it was Freedom Park. So I returned it. In fact, the money don't hit my account. I was looking at it.
Painful.
Good, you know. And so this lack of sense of whatever is what also the thinking. Look at some of our public officers, the way they behave, flouting even the some of the things we were told. We were told, for example, by the APC. That when they do produce a president, which they did, no government official will be going abroad for treatment. See what we have.
Per second.
See what we have. And if you look at some of the things, even at state level, some of the events and things that we do, the things that we glorify. Okay, government buys 100 vehicles for you somewhere. It becomes a big event. Tent. Call the local, you know, the way we do our things.
Even doing it during this pandemic.
During this pandemic, that's the added juice. The way we're going, we're going to end up in some place that we won't find them. So I'd like the CBN to please issue an official statement on this issue, and I think the governor owes us an explanation as to what could have happened. Maybe. I need to think for him. Maybe what he actually wanted was to go to Jamaica by himself.
To play his bed dance. Some people heard he was there.
And showed up.
But tell us, let's know.
Yes, but he certainly needs to tell us. And if he doesn't, I think it behoves on the secretary to the government to write him a nice, polite letter to clear the air on this.
Yeah.
In most other developed countries, it will be completely unacceptable.
Yeah.
It is important for him and others like him to know one more time, that it is not show business.
Yep.
And public office, before somebody starts making so much noise about, oh, it's his money, because that's part of the values we're losing.
Yes.
It's not about money. It's about the principle.
Yeah.
Your country is going through so much of a hard time.
Yeah.
So much hardship. And every time the rhetoric you get from the top is, oh, Nigerians need to bear with us. So how do we reconcile that? It's the same thing, Inkiru, our traditional rulers. The new thing now is for them to drive in Rolls Royces.
Yes, Rolls Royce.
I don't know where this Rolls Royce brand is. I'm happy for the Rolls Royce company. They're making good money off Nigerians. But if you see videos of them in parties
and you see
and so
the roads they are driving some of those Rolls Royces to, you see the indigent communities they are leading.
Who is that? Richard. Oh, Richard is on the line.
Okay.
1 second. So let's deviate for 1 minute.
Yes.
Hey, Richard, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Like Yorubas would say, Eko Arenyon.
Thank you, Adupe.
Yeah, so I need to remember. And the most crucial one is that Ojo Ajin, meaning that. Yes, we will not help.
We don't know what that means.
Let me translate. Ojo Ajin means that if somebody dies, it will take a while before we hear the next one dies.
Oh, I mean.
So if for example, I will die one day, if I die, Sheriff will be the first person to shout that Ojo Ajin Osinawon because.
Why me now?
Yeah, because I know you're my party man. You're my party man.
Okay, the way I would say amen,
We're adding a bit of this so that we don't feel too bad about it. Richard, can you tell us? By the way, Richard is a lawyer, he's a journalist, he was my colleague in Vanguard. And he eventually became a lawyer, I think influenced somehow by Gani Fawemi. But we're not talking about Gani, we're talking about Mohammed. So tell us a bit about Mohammed Fawemi.
Well, Mohammed, when he first read this at me, he didn't like. Then later, read law, and went to Buckingham University to read law, and then came back. He wanted to be just a businessman, but
why didn't he want to practice law?
No, initially, he followed his first love, I mean, the business. So he first read business at me. So I think maybe out of influence of his dad. So because his other siblings were reading law, so maybe he was compelled to read law too. So he went to Buckingham, he wanted to read law.
Mm.
So and he came back and then started practicing his dad's chambers. Even though he was not too much on the human rights litigation, but you know, other commercial law and other aspects.
Okay, Richard, we're running an automated system here, so an advert is going to spring up in about a minute or two. If that happens, please stay on the line.
Okay,
I have no control over that. These things, they just spring up like a jack in the box.
Okay.
His life, we hear, changed after the accident. He had an accident.
Yeah, September 28, 2003.
Wow.
He had an accident at Maryland. And that changed. And immediately he was rushed to Igbobi.
Mm.
And unfortunately, Igbobi had no MRI, no CT scan, nothing.
Wow.
So, and at that time, I mean, I think his spine has shifted. So the second day he was flown to London.
Okay, Richard, we'll take a short break, okay?
Okay.
Please just stay on the line. We'll come back to you. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jimmy Diso. Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Yeah, welcome back. So we have Richard Akinola on the line to talk briefly about Mohammed Fawemi. So he never practiced law, did he?
No, he did. He was in Chambers. He was in Garnet Chambers.
Is Garnet Chambers still functional?
No. When Garnet died, it was in his will that 2 years, within 2 years after his death, that the chamber should wind up. So the chamber, was wound up, barely a year after his death.
That's quite significant, and I think it's quite realistic. This idea that when I'm gone, I want something to continue. I've seen that it hardly works. It puts those you leave behind under undue pressure. But that's a story for another day.
But the Nigerian law publication is still working. It has the
tried. Oh, I see. Yes.
Mohammed was chairman of the board of the Nigerian law publication.
It was reported that he never married. Is that true?
No, he never, before the accident.
Oh, okay.
I know because the nature of the accident, affected every part of the body.
He wouldn't be able to get full value. Yeah. Well, it's sad. Has he been buried?
No, it was only yesterday. And Mama, as at last night, was not yet aware.
Wow.
So, because he wasn't feeling too fine, we are still looking for ways of how to bring this to her last night. So I assume perhaps by now they will have.
It's better she would have heard something anyway.
Feeling fine. So I just need to remove, take her phone from her and then switch on the TV and ask her to go and sleep. You know? So hopefully by next morning, we'll have broken news to her because they tried to get her bishop to do that this morning.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much. At some point, I might call you back, maybe after the funeral, and we can do a one-hour, session on Gani Fawemi and the afterlife, after his life.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Richard Akinola, lawyer and journalist.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Yeah, so that was a quick one we did on Mohammed. When we have a clearer picture, we'll do a much fuller. I believe in celebrating people, not just rich ones. Talking about celebrating, you remember this funeral that took place. What I found in the social media was people kept saying that it was his money and that because he had helped so many people, he deserved that show, which I think didn't do him much credit in my eyes. I wonder what you think.
I agree. Yes, it was his money. And yes, they said he has done a lot for the community. But you also sometimes, as you say, when you're the public eye or somebody people look up to, you have to be careful what you do because you're sending the wrong signal and you're changing a generation behind you. So even if it's more, I mean, basically what they have just told people around there was anything goes. Make money, be vulgar, it is okay. So far it's your money. But that's not the right thing.
It's not the right thing.
You know, and going from what they said, his mother was a teacher and all that.
Yes.
My mother is a teacher. My mother for no girl like that kind of thing. You go say, yes, you get the money, but this is not
what to honor me.
My mother will say, if it was my mother and she had an appeal, she would say, set up a library, build a school.
You build a school, in her memory.
And don't charge anybody for the fees. So they will know that because of this woman's death, my life changed.
And I think it was even a bit oppressive. Okay, so you've helped your community, yes, but you do this. And, you know, when I saw some of the videos, the community were fenced off in an area to just sit back and watch this display. And then this, but again, I must say, let me quickly say that those who thought that, oh, this is from the East, in the West, we have the same problem. Mm-hmm. We have the same problem. Ours is even deeper. You find, for example, some of our own traditional rulers, I mean, the way some of them behave at these days, is to say the least appalling, sending the wrong signals. And like I said, this idea of having all these Rolls Royce cars and show of affluence and at a time when people are going through abject poverty. I wonder what your reaction is to what Nkiru said and then what Anna followed up with.
There are a million and one different ways of showing that you're wealthy. So if we look at developed countries and rich men, people that you know are rich men, when their show of wealth is how much influence the world in communities that are lacking. I read about one particular, he wasn't even a rich man, I think it was a Mexican who Friday of every week he opened his restaurant for poor homeless people to come and eat. No costs. He just leaves it open. So a guest can come and pay, but the homeless people just come and he feeds them. He feeds them. So there are so many ways of showing.
This new thing about show off is becoming an epidemic. Yeah. It's this new attitude of showing everybody that now we did there. You know, we are the ones who are there, and it's across. It's across everywhere.
Yes,
and I think it bothers me. It's quite worrying. We are going to open up our lines any minute from now.
A friend told me one of those car companies on the Lekki Ekpe Expressway that sells choice cars, that behind the company's office is a graveyard of posh cars. People who bought them, people who were gifted, who can maintain them.
They can maintain them, yes.
There is a graveyard that you'll be shocked what is packed behind.
I'm happy that happens to them. Maybe next time they'll not. In all honesty, because look, I don't know, the way we were brought up is different from a lot of things that I see. What bothers me on my own side of town that is happening at the very top.
It's
you know, you have a lot of bad behavior at the top, and it's like the end justifies the means. Yeah.
It's like humility has gone on holiday.
It's gone on holiday. I mean,
lacking.
Somebody who just left public office now buys a Rolls Royce to celebrate his 60th birthday. What signal are you sending? What signal are you sending to the people you ruled? Let's use the word rule because that's what it is. For the 8 years that you were
in office, who's your this thing? But you were gone for his wife's 50th.
You're talking about my cousin. I don't like that.
No, I want you to use your mouth.
Like it.
I want you to use your mouth.
I don't like it.
So who says me that calls your cousin?
You know, like children would say, you know, he said it's his money. Your money lost. I mean, let's take phone call, Jerry. 0700. You're a very wicked person. 0700-993-993-993. And the number to call for females is 01465-7190. Let me pick my first caller for today. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Sir Jimmy.
Morning.
Thank you very much, sir. Good morning to the guests in the studio there.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Thank you and God bless you. Well, you have Mr. Sam calling from Ikorodu.
Yes.
Yes. That kind of affluence life that was displayed during the burial of the father of these celebrities, it gave me much fear about the type of youth that we have. And these are the youth we are saying they should take over leadership.
Hmm.
And with that type of display, showing what is in their mindset. So I wonder what they will become if eventually they are given place of authority.
Hmm.
And it also has to do with the moral decrease in the society.
True.
Yes.
No value.
Mm-hmm.
If there is value, all these things will not happen. Let me give others to call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sir. No. Now, look at the mark of a distinguished man. Look at his last sentence.
Let me give others the chance to call.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to know that we still have people who know the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Ordinarily, he could have taken another 5-10 minutes. But he said, let me give chance. People. That kind of culture is missing.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Loving your neighbor as yourself.
As yourself. What worries me more is the kind of reaction you get to these things that we are talking about. You'd get in the social media. And the way people look at our musicians, for example, who remember Obey and all these, what's his name now? Obey,
Sonia
Ade,
Osadebe.
They would sing songs that have some moral aspect. Now everybody sings songs about, I want to be rich like this. Oh God, oh, look at me. Let me to
be
like
this. If you don't have money, don't show your face.
Don't show your face. Let me to be like this. And Mofeda be this one. I want. And of course, the praise singers, musicians. I remember, I'll tell you a quick story. Why, for example, I don't spray, amongst other things, apart from the principal. I used to live opposite Sonny Ade's club way back then. It was called Banoso. Okay? And so every morning, 6 o'clock, I'd wash my mom's car, principally because I'm going to be the one to take it out later anyway. Because I started driving at the age of 16 when the streets of Lagos were virtually empty. And I remember there was a group called, if I remember, it was called Egbe Amoluju or something like that. They'd all wear what we call wanyosi.
Oh, okay. Wanyosi.
This lace with
gold.
Yes. And so now this car would be parked in our compound because we had a bungalow and a large compound. So now this car, he's Opokun at that time, 280 years. We'll be back to that complex. I moved this once or twice. And so on this fateful morning, the Egbe Amoluju had come. Usually they come with a briefcase, open it in front of Sonny Ade and spray him and so on and so forth. Then this particular morning, I was washing the car outside. I'd moved the car from inside the compound outside. And I saw a member of the Egbe Amoluju walking home through the Adam Street Junction. Maybe I was going to pick a taxi.
After spraying money.
After, yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow.
And then there was time for Baba to leave Sonny Ade. Of course, he drove, probably had fallen asleep. He drove past. So that's.
Picture.
That picture, I've never lost it.
Yeah.
Never lost it. Wow. He drove past him. I don't know if he saw him. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But the significance of it. Yeah. And so that's why I don't spray. But look at what is happening everywhere, all over the country.
They don't spray anymore.
No, they don't say they throw. They don't spray. They use bundles, please.
They use bundles.
Yeah, so you don't just
even spray in the even in one of the clubs in Lagos here, some years back, it was a habit because I finished one of their members once. In those days, this one I'm talking about, 10-15 years ago, they put the money. You would be the one to set it on the ground. I set it so that people can dance on top of the money.
Aye.
Yes, in one of, I don't want to mention the club, but they know themselves. They're saying Jimmy Daniel. So don't let's stigmatize a whole set of people and say it is their habit. No.
No, I think the thing has permeated the South.
The South.
South. We throwing all money. We all have the same behavior. It's the South.
Yes.
We all have the same
before
behavior.
And guess what? There's a law against rain.
Yes, there is.
And there's a law against mishandling. The
but even the government officials who are supposed to be even stay there and they spray.
They spray. Exactly.
And they are sprayed on.
So who is enforcing the law?
Nobody.
You just need to look
at the social media and see the kind of reactions that you get. Now you have our young people. Yesterday we had the story of a 35-year-old who wanted to do money ritual.
Yes, I heard it.
And became the victim. Because apparently, maybe, well, they haven't been charged, I don't know, but maybe I'm just saying.
The man himself was looking for someone to use. And the boy showed up.
The hunter became the hunted. Let me take another call. Good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, ma.
This is Pastor Ladi calling from Orile.
Morning, Pastor. Sorry, I beg no vex.
Well, Uncle Jimmy, my take in all these things is this. I remember in those days, you know, whatever, when you bring anything home that doesn't belong to you, you pay dearly for it. So if we can restore back some of these values. You know, in those days, uncles around, young people around that are older, they can spank us. And when we cry home, our parents, they kill us. So just go and tell that person, thank you for spanking this child.
You can't spank the child now.
Try it now. So what we need to do, if we can bring back this culture.
Okay, Pastor, stay on the line. I want to make a remark.
Okay, sir.
We would, in the past, have been thinking of teachers and our religious leaders. But guess what? Our religious leaders have failed us completely. Luxury cars, luxury living, private
bodyguards.
Jets, boasting about it on the pulpit, bodyguards wearing body armor,
special carpets.
You have brought our military to ridicule. You find soldiers everywhere. You know, policemen that should be guarding people, sometimes you find them everywhere. How do you react to the one that concerns
the religious? Yes, sir. The religious leader are also caught in this web. The reason is because they themselves are not spared. For me, the thing is not going down well with me so much. Like, in some of our forums, I always talk about it or talk against it that, look, these things, until we stop... See, if I tell you what is even happening in the religious sector, you'll be shocked. You even know little. Today, we see materials acquisition as a success in ministry.
Yes.
That is just one line of this thing that I can't just say everything on air. For the reality is, until we stop celebrating materialism, either in the religious sector or in the secular sector, things will not stop. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. But you see, we are in some kind of bind here, Isiama and Nkiru, because there is nobody to set the example.
Yeah.
Almost everybody seems to have gone astray.
No, but you see, the example really should come from the homes. There are some things I still can't do now because I'll say, if my father hears.
Probably just about 10%.
Yes. So that means the people who are supposed to put debt in their homes are not putting in their homes. Let me give you an example. Some weeks back, my daughter came to me, one of my daughters, and said, a friend of mine wants to buy me clothes. And I said, why? She said, no. That she just wants to buy her car. I said, no problem. But I need to talk to her mother and the father to know that they are buying you clothes and find out from her why she wants to buy you the clothes. And she says, oh, don't talk to them. Then I said, that means whatever there's you're telling me, there's something not right there. But that she has stolen money.
But you know that when you were growing up, you see, that's part of the reality that bothers me. Isiama, I'd like you to react to this. When you were growing up, you couldn't go and tell your parents that your friends want to buy you clothes.
Yes, but the only reason she even told me is because I know all the clothes she has.
Mujeria, I trust you.
If she didn't know, she could have brought it in and I would have been none the wiser. But she knows immediately she wears something and say, where did this come from? So it's from parents. Let's anyhow, if we can blame society, we can blame this thing. Yeah. It is still the role of the parents.
But Isiama, my problem now is that most of the parents now... let me quickly say, though, it is to the credit of the parents of Hush Puppy that his father rejected all things to him. He said his father is a taxi driver.
That's good.
And what we hear is that his father, you know, he wouldn't, because he knew.
Okay, that's
quite apparent.
That's very good.
That's quite apparent. So where do we really go? We just have to keep harping at it, don't you?
Exactly.
So I think growing up, our parents were our mothers were mostly stay-at-home moms or teachers who will close at 3, 2 o'clock and be home. Now, you know, you have so much more parents working long hours in the office, and we missing that critical period
the
of a
danger now,
not
Isiama,
having extended families.
The danger now, Isiama, is that even the parents are not any better.
True.
Yeah.
You still find people sending their kids to secondary school abroad just to show off.
The one I heard now is for this summer, you borrow. A lot of banks or travel agencies are giving you funds
For travel. They do layaway for tickets.
We see them. Sometimes you find in upper class where the ticket is over 1 million, a 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 year old, four of them, daddy, mommy, four
children.
They
tell you that they can afford it.
Whereas in our own time, I can tell you this.
How many
gentleman,
times did you travel?
There's a gentleman here who represents, in this country, who represents a major airline. He told me, he said his children complained from now to kingdom come. He told them, if you want to travel, I can give you
or,
a premium.
Or
I
you
can
pay
give
your own ticket.
I can give you an economy ticket, but if you want, and that is how to raise a child.
Yeah.
But not all of us are like that.
No.
But
we,
even the rich
this,
Americans.
This urge to show off, to show
it's
off,
too, it's too
is
much.
Becoming something else yeah. entirely. And I think it's worrying. It's I think I can take about two more calls. I need to let you know, ladies, that this is just the beginning. We'll keep repeating with different people.
Yeah.
We'll keep harping on it. We'll try as much as we can to see how we can turn society around. We'll make examples that we find. We'll expose them to say, for instance, I insist that the central bank governor owes us an explanation to that story. He really has to spin out something. Because if he doesn't, it means that if it is true, he doesn't realize that.
The impact. Also,
and whether it is true or not, he doesn't realize that the job that he occupies demands an explanation
yeah.
of what actually took place. And I'd be more than glad to air that explanation if and when it does arrive. So let me take one more call there. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
This is Alex from Ikrobi.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you. I so much love the topics from this your session.
Yes.
Even right from 5 o'clock, I always listen to all your discussions.
Thank you very much.
Right from Sharif.
Yes.
But my problem is that all these things we are saying to the people who are concerned. Do they listen? Do they hear? Do they change from it? Like the ones we are discussing now. Parents are evolved. Teachers are evolved. Now, a child, in those days, while I was schooling, if your mother says, I will report you to your teacher.
Trouble.
Oh, you will go on your knees. Even if you don't want to go to farm with him or her before.
Yes.
You will need that. Yes. You will need that.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, sir. We're running out of time. We got to go. I'm so sorry, sir. Inkiru, thank you very much for coming. And Isioma, this is the beginning of a long discussion that we are going to have. I'm hoping that those of us out there, some of us will pick up and start a movement,
yeah.
a movement of value change. Not value change in terms of political rhetoric, but just value change for value change. I feel sorry for some of our people, some of those who indulge in these things. And we will be saying to them, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But they need to apologize in the first instance. Because in Catholic Church, before you are forgiven, you have to go for confession. Yes, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Somebody was talking yesterday about public office, how you have to resist
all
kinds
of
bootlickers and whatever who push you to these things. And again, for the umpteenth time, I think we would appreciate if we did get some kind of explanation and, if need be, apology. The bank MDs who visited this, whatever, once we get the full list, we might be compelled to let the people know. Bank funds are not meant to be frittered away. You put your money in a bank for trust, okay, to ensure the trust. If you see the MD living in a lavish way, that's part of your money.
Exactly.
So you better need to start keeping an eye. We will continue at this until we can get some traction. And our musicians too, those who are in public, you need to watch how you do behave to set examples to other people. Okay? So we'll end it for today. That's where we'll end it for today. Remember that next week Friday, we are going to have, next week Friday, we are going to have
1 year
anniversary. Not this Friday, tomorrow, next week Friday. Mm-hmm. And I've already spoken to one or two people. I'm a Hancock. We will not spray, but we'll give a token to. I'm sure Nkiru will be giving us some farm produce that we can give
as
a, and the butcher, Alakwata, will also give us some vouchers. Yes, contribute. Just little things for to make our people feel happy. Valued. We would appreciate. Just little things. Don't worry, you don't need to bring those things here. What we'll do is that we'll just tell you to go there and go. We give you a voucher to go.
You
pick
know,
it up.
I was your first guest on the 9 o'clock when you started.
That is the more reason why you give us more. That's why I like you, Inkiru. I love you so much. I'm telling you, I love you so much. So we'll be back again. We'll be back again tomorrow at 9 o'clock, and we'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.
Fact remains that the common man on the streets needs to have a better deal. And this promise, this is not a better deal. No, this is not a better deal.
Get informed on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this. Yes, I won. Oh my God, it's home. Guys, since I joined BiggyBet, I have been cashing out daily.
You don't mean it.
Hey, look at you. Let me tell you, they offer 120% welcome bonus, bigger odds, 315% accumulator bonus, got one bonus, and you can even cash out anytime, whether in a shop or online. They also have the best virtual games and jackpots. Hey, you see? They even pay winnings instantly. Guy, choose bigger rewards. Visit www.